Today's sharing the Dear Shu Mishnah Brew Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamud Ches Amud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brew in the middle of Simon Tov Kuf Tes Vav. And we began Sif Hei yesterday, which we'll quickly review because it's critical to understand today's share. So the second part of the Mechaber statement from yesterday was, if you're dealing with something that was brought from outside the Tchum, and it's obviously not found like this within the Tchum, so it's clear that it came from outside the Tchum, whether you're dealing with, let's say, fruit, or you're dealing with something that was trapped, so there's no trees, apple trees within this area, so if he brings you apples, they obviously came from outside the Tchum, and there are no fish ponds in this area. If he brings you a fish, it was obviously brought from outside the Tchum, so therefore, in this situation, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. That's why we've brought it specifically for you. But we pick up on the second line on Kuf Lamud Ches Amud Aleph. However, Va'acherim, other people, not you specifically, he brought it specifically for you, but anybody that he didn't bring it specifically for, Acherim, Mutarim, Afli Ochlim, would be allowed to benefit from this. This is a special kula that we have in regards to Tchumim. Now let's understand why. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan and Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gabi Isser Tchumim, Shumim de Rabbanan, since the whole concept of Tchum, the 2,000 amos that a person has, is entirely a din de Rabbanan. Again, that's what most poskim hold. We'll talk in a moment about those poskim that say there is a din of Tchum de Raisa. But since most poskim hold that this is a din de Rabbanan, so in this situation where the non-Jewish person brought it specifically for you, lo achmur Rabbanan liyosur avalachem, the rabbis did not say in this situation that other people can't benefit from it as well, as opposed to k'mo b'sif aleph shehishu shom chacham midusam, when it was talking about something that had to be plucked from a tree or something that was trapped on Yontif, then if the non-Jewish person brought it for you, so then other Jewish people aren't allowed to benefit from it as well. But it's different by tchum. He says another reason that we're makel by tchumim is because in general everybody's tchum is different. Yankel's tchum may be here and Reuven's tchum may be there, even though they both live in the same town because one made an area of tchumim and one did not, or they live in different towns. So therefore, in general, the Isser of Tchum is not Shavel Chol Adam. Everybody doesn't have the same Tchum. And therefore, Shelezehu Chutz L'Tchum, Shelezehu Bisoch Tchum. So for Reuven, it's within its Tchum. For Shimon, it's outside its Tchum. So therefore, we already have distinctions in Tchum. And therefore, that's why we're Mekel in regards to Tchum. So we gave two reasons over here. One, because we're Mekel, because it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And that would imply, as Deir Shu footnote number 73 says, that that would apply to all Dinim D'Rabbanan. As opposed to, the second reason, that Tchum is a unique Din, so then this would only be a cool in regards to Tchum, but wouldn't be applicable in regards to other Dinim D'Rabbanan. Okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Afilu behuva michutz l'shoshet parasos." And even if he's bringing it from more than three parsa, a parsa is 4 mil, so it's talking about 12 mil. That's roughly 12 kilometers. Which delakama poskim, according to certain poskim, yeshla alzeh isudaraisa. There is an opinion that says 12 mil, which is 24,000 amos, that is a tchum d'araisa. So even according to this opinion, it says it's a din d'araisa. Gam kein lo hachmiru el mishu uba v'shvilo. Mishnah Berurah brings out from the Achronim that even in this situation, we're not machmir, and it's only also for the person that the guy specifically brought it for, but not for other yidden. In Deir Shu footnote number 74, it brings down. He says, "Af l'tam shlo echmiru b'tchumim mishum shem d'rabbanon." Even according to the first opinion, it says we only make by tchumim because it's a din d'rabbanon. And here, these poskim say it's a din d'araisa. He says, "Hu adin shlo echmiru." Even in this situation, when he brought it from more than three parsos, the 12 mil, the 24,000 amos. Even according to this opinion, says in Issa Daraisa for a yid to bring it beyond that, or for a yid to go beyond that. So he brings down She'ain Issa Zemafurish B'Torah. Even here, because it's not specified in the Torah with such an Issa, even though it's an Issa Daraisa according to these poskim, it would still be allowed to be Mekel in this situation. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim in Os Samach Gimel adds, he says, because it's only an Issa for a yid, this idea according to these poskim that the 12 mil, the three parsos, the 24,000 amos, is an issa deraisa. Hainly Yisrael osan osan. V'hayolonu ligzor af l'nachri sh'osu b'shul Yisrael. And therefore, we make a gzeira on the nachri who does it for that specific yid. However, he says, v'toma v'esmeir, the v'esmeir is surprised at this. He says, ha'midina nirse nachri enum kone shvisa. He says, there is no reason to make such a gzeira, because by definition, even according to this opinion, it says there's a tchum deraisa for yid. It's only for a yid, it's not for a guy. Based on the Gemara in Erevin, he says, "Elo de garzu ba'alim de nachri atu ba'alim Yisrael." So he says the rabbis made a gzeira via the nachri to the Yisrael, even though the din doesn't apply to a nachri. And therefore, the base mayor says, "V'imkain afilim ha Yisrael osed davar zeh lo vi'anachos me'el mechutz l'tchum." Even if the yid were to go bring it, gam kinein al min de rabbanan. because it's the Nachri's property, and the Nachri's property doesn't have a Tchum on it. So technically he says it's only, and this is the Rabbanan, so why do we make the Gzeira for a Nachri in this situation? And he's left with a Kasha. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Od kasu dim hayo behema, if the Nachri brought him an animal, a behema, which could be shechted on Yontif, and this person who he brought it for obviously is not allowed to shecht it, but this other person that you have that would like to now benefit from this animal would like to take some of it. So you can shecht it for this other Jewish person immediately, because for him it's allowed to be eaten on Yontif. However, once you shechted it, still for the Yid that it was specifically brought this animal for, he's still not allowed to get any benefit from it. Because da'afilu dover she'ain tzar shchita, even something like apples, which didn't require shchita, also l'mishuva b'shulo, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. So the shchita is not the problem. You're not allowed to get any benefit from it is the problem. So whether you need to shecht it or not, so by the apples, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. And whether it's a chicken and you're shechting it, so Yanko's allowed to get benefit from it, but you're not because he brought it for you. So whether it's shechted or not is irrelevant. You're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Therefore, he says, Acherim mutarim af la'ochlim, the Mishbura Sivkot Nun Gimel says, the kosher kein l'tatlam, if you're allowed to go and shecht it for him, you certainly would be allowed to go and move it. And certainly the person who's allowed to eat it is certainly allowed to move it. However, he says, mikol mokom, even for this other yid that is allowed to shecht it, allowed to eat it, he still can't move it beyond the Dalet Amos, because that's a din of Tchum. Chutz l'arba Amos also l'taltom, even gam li'acherim. The other person who's allowed to eat it is still not allowed to move it beyond the Dalet Amos, because machlo shekonu shvisa b'mkoma, because the Nachri has his shvisa on the item. So he brought this apple from 5,000 Amos away. He puts it down here now. So it's konu shvisa. It can only stay there in this Dalet Amos. So even though you can't eat it because he brought it for you, and your friend can eat it because he only brought it for you, and your friend can benefit from it, but your friend has to benefit from it within the Dalet Amos. Now, Cain, therefore, the Mishbur says, afilu efshol lehem l'saknon, it's a chicken, and you need to cook it. And the kitchen is not where he deposited it. So therefore, you can't cook it right here. Olavashlin, to cook it or to fix it in some way, you can't shecht it over here. It's not a good place to go shecht. And you have to go bring it outside. You're not allowed to move it, Dalet Amos. Elam ken yitatlin chutz li'arba Amos. If you can't move it beyond the Dalet Amos, then you're not going to be able to get any benefit from it. You won't be able to cook it, you won't be able to shecht it, etc. Unless, here's a kula, in lo shu l'tzorach yontiv, if it's an absolute need for yontiv, there's no other food, does yesh lahatir lo siyon ayidin nochri, then a non-Jewish person could go take it out, because this would be, deinu ela shvus d'shvus b'makom mitzvah, this would be asking a nochri, which is amiru l'akom, which is a shvus, and asking him to do it, din d'rabbanon, which is to move this beyond its dalet amos, and therefore, because it's b'makom mitzvah, there's nothing else to eat, so therefore, you'd be allowed to ask a nochri to do this. The issue footnote number 76 brings down, even if this was brought outside the Sholosh Parasos, which according to some is an Issa Daraisos, in this situation, it's a Shvus of Amir L'Akam, in regards to, not a Shvus, but in regards to Din Daraisa. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom, Mutter Loma L'Nochri L'Vashlo Chedomi, you'll have to tell the Nochri to go cook it in a way, obviously, that it's not Bishol Akam, and you have the fire on, and Mabahem Obeiro Shalan Nochri, as long as they belong to the Nochri, so then you'd be allowed to do this, because technically, it's not, it's a deraisa of Tchum by the Nachri, as we just pointed out from Sheshar Tzion Os Samach Gimel. So therefore, it still is a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. He brings down an important halacha in Hilchos Shabbos from Simon Shin Chafei, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to refer to, albeit not mention it, so here we'll mention it now. And he says, shurak b'makom mitzvah gemura, that you should only take advantage of the shvus b'makom mitzvah if it's a mitzvah gemura. For example, kigon lahavi ayidei nachri yayin l'kiddush. You don't have any wine for kiddush. Otav shulchan l'shul Shabbos. You have nothing hot to eat on Shabbos. The Ramah over there said, shameikel afilu b'sheichar oshar dvarim in l'mchos b'yodo. But the Ramah is more meikel than this idea that the Mechaber brings down. You can only do it for a mitzvah gemura. And it says, even if it's for a lesser need, such as beer or other things, which is not an absolute mitzvah, like kiddush, so then you don't have to protest, you're allowed to do this. And the Mishmur explained over there, Shehem Dvarim Sheyevshul Histader Bil Adam Ela B'docha Ktsas. You can't manage without this except with a little bit of difficulty. However, something like peiros, a person can absolutely manage without peiros. Ein L'Hokal, it says you shouldn't be mekel, you should follow the stricter interpretation. Even if your kavana is lesanei l'kovet Shabbos, even if it's for onik Shabbos for kovet Shabbos. However, from the Sharat Zion over there, he brings down shekol tzorech ha'suda nechshavim le'inyon zeh l'tzorech mitzvah. Any tzorech of the suda would be allowed. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Ayin Mashikosav leBinyan Zel El B'Simin Shin Chafei B'Mishnah Berurah Siv Kot Lamed Zayin D'Shayach Gam L'Chan." As we just pointed out, that's what the issue footnote number 76 is talking about. Now we go back to the Mechaber, who says, "Ula Erev that night after the first day of Yontif." And the Ramah points out, "Yom Tov Rishon." Tzorich Lahamtin, you have to wait for who it was brought for, Mishavo Bishulo Bechdei Shiasu. But then he can benefit from it as well. Now, this goes like the makel opinion of the Mechaber elsewhere for fruits that were plucked or for fish, let's say, that were trapped. So normally, the Mechaber holds you can be makel for everybody after the first day of Yontif that he can eat it, Kedei Shiasu, even if the second day is the second day of Yontif. The Ramah argued in regards to the fruits, argued in regards to the trapped fish or other animal, and says you have to wait the entire second day of Yontif as well. But here, even the Ramah is Mekel, that everybody says by Tchumim we're Mekel, and you can have it after you just wait Kedesh Yasu. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Nun Dalet. He says, Ena rotsu lomar davkim hevi berisho. This din isn't only talking about you bring it on the first day of Yontif, that you're allowed to have it that night, which is the second day of Yontif. He says, Huadin, it may be b'sheni. Same thing would apply if you brought it on the second day of Yontif. Kamkin sorach lamtim erev b'chdesh Yasu. You have to wait Kedesh Yasu, as is the din under normal circumstances for the second day of Yontif. But the chiddush over here is, Ela debol ashmienu. Dim hevi berisho in sorach lahabdin rak belailo b'chdesh Yasa. Here, everybody would agree that you only have to wait if you brought it from outside the Tchum on the first day of Yontif. You only have to wait till Kedesh Yasu, and you can have it on that night, which is the second day of Yontif. V'afilu lidan, even the Mishnah says, according to the way we paskin, the Noagin Kedasi Yesh Machmir, Tilel Sif Aleph Bin Nagah, that there are more paskin, that there were Machmir, that normally, if, as I said, plucked fruits or a trapped animal that he brought to you on the first day for you, so you're not allowed to benefit from it the first day or the second day of Yontif Sheni Shogolios. That's the normal situation, but here by Tchumim we're Mekel. Hoch Linyan Tchumim Sagi, it's enough, Biham Tona, to wait Bechdei Shiasa, Betchilas Lo Sheni Umutra Achakach. Even for the first one that it's brought for, you can be Mekel in this situation to just wait Kedesh Yasu, and you can eat it later that night, which is the second night of Yontif. You're allowed to eat it then. As the Ramah himself says over here at the end. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Hei says you have to wait Kedesh Yasu. Lefi Erech Hazman Shnishtoa Mevi. How do you calculate this? How long you have to wait that he brought it on Yontif, that amount you have to wait. As we pointed out previously, and we'll see this in the issue footnotes again over here, you don't have to wait for the time that he traveled that wasn't on Yontif. So it's only the time he traveled on Yontif. So it took him 3 days to bring it here, then you don't have to wait 3 days, you just wait for the amount of time he traveled on Yontif. And he also has a whole discussion in the issue footnotes, we'll see a little bit here in the Mishnah Berurah, what about if they didn't travel at night? They didn't travel normally at night, so then you don't have to count the time of night. You only count the time that he traveled during the day, albeit there are many postmen that say that it depends on the situation. If you did travel at night, or you can travel at night today, we travel at night all the time, so then you would count the time that he traveled at night. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'meniyodeya, if you don't know when he where he came from, how long it took, Misharin and Rak Bishir Haba Michutz L'Payim Amah. You'll have to take the Mekel opinion and go just from outside the Tchum. 2,000 Amas takes 20 minutes, whatever it takes. You don't have to assume the worst case scenario, you can assume the best case scenario. In the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Samer Ches, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is based upon Poskim. However, he says, Mikol Mokom, Im Hevi'o Mimokom Rachuk, if you know that he brought it from a distant place, Poshut Shein Tzarech Lahamtin, Rak Shir Hazman Shulicha B'Derech Mishekidish Hayom. Again, this is what I alluded to a moment ago. You only have to go and wait for the amount of time that he actually traveled on Yontif. You don't have to take into account the time he traveled beforehand. And as I said, in the issue footnote 78, he has a whole discussion about what about at night, not at night, Ayin Shom. Certainly, the amount of time that you traveled on Erev Yontif, the guy traveled on Erev Yontif to bring it, ain't it? That doesn't get added. The lo gazrin and shomer la'akum, and we don't make exera that we're going to worry that he told the akum shnei yom kodem yontif. He's going to tell him 2 days before yontif. Bekadesh yugmar havos ob yontif. He's going to tell you, well, listen, I know it takes you 3 days to come here, so I'm telling you 2 days before yontif, so you'll be able to come to me with yontif. That we're not concerned about. Then we go back to Mishnah Berurah, and he says again, ayin el and simin shin chafei linin Shabbos. He says over there, he brings down a chumrah position as well. Sheyesh machmirim lahamtin. There are those that say you have to wait, not at nighttime kidei shiasu. Haishur biyom shilachrav. You have to wait, let's say it's 20 minutes, an hour, whatever it is. You can't wait that at night and count that because he doesn't travel at night. Shilachrav lo b'chlinis esalayla. You have to wait to the next day. Biyom shilachrav lo b'chlinis esalayla. Shein derech lovi b'layla b'chutz l'tchum. Because he normally wouldn't travel at night. So the kidei shiasu was only the following morning. And therefore, you have to wait that hour, let's say, from the rise of dawn. And then you wait an hour, and then you can use it, but you wouldn't be able to use it at night. However, because The Achronim, right, however, midihishmit haramah lo bisar zu gam b'simen zeh. He only brought that by Hilchos Shabbos, but he didn't bring it over here. Mistama svira le lahakol b'yom tov v'day b'chnisas lo sheni. That here the Ramah doesn't hold that chumrah, and he says that you'd be allowed to go and benefit from waiting the 20 minutes, the hour, whatever you have to wait, even at night time. However, Mishmur says, Mikom Makom, Efshut the Davkalin and Tchumim, Lorotz Lachmir. It's only in regards to Tchum that he's not Machmir. Avlam Hoyo Gamkin Issu Daraisa, but if there was also an Issu Daraisa over here, for example, Shelokat Mimichuber Chutzut Tchum, that he plucked it from a tree, Chutzut Tchum, then Yesh Lachmir, you'd have to be Machmir. Uldvar Mitzu, Obishat Sitchak, but for a purpose of a Mitzu or under extenuating circumstances, Yesh Lachmir, then it can even be Makel in this situation as well. The issue footnote number 77 brings out why we Makel. He says, The Tama Dover Kosum Magadvram, So their opinion says you don't have to wait kadesh yatsu even for the person who was brought for him, and that's why you can be mekel certainly in regards to this din of tumim on the second night. Now we conclude with the Ramah, who says haga umutarin achakach afilu lididon shenogin lahakmi b'shad tvarim kimoshin isbar. He says that in regards to tchum, here the Ramah says, we are mekel, even though in other places, by tzeda or by mechuber, we're not mekel. That's the shah dvarim, as you can see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nunvav, Rosh Lomar. But tzeda, mechuber, we normally are machmir, the Ramah says, but here by tchumim, we're not. Why? Vatam, the reason is, the tchumim samchinun adeya kamaiso shebisifalat. Because here we can rely upon the mechaber's more mekel opinion that we learned in Sifalat. That's the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, as we see in Os Ayin Aleph in the Shaaretz Yom. With this, we conclude today's share.